Do you know any different names for particular dances?
Slow dance, sure, something like that. Fast dance.
Yeah. Okay, disco dancing?
Mm-hmm.
Do you just call it that, or do they different dances have different names?
Well, they're different names for different dances.
Did it come to mind?
I can't think of any right now.
Okay, that's all right. What about this expression? Say if at 3 o'clock in the afternoon the children get out of school, you say at 3 o'clock school does what?
Turns out.
Okay. And say if it's the summertime, when school's not in session, toward the end of the summer, somebody might ask, well, when does school
begin?
Okay. Say if a boy left home to go to school, but he never got there on purpose, you say he did what?
Repeat that again?
Yeah, if a boy left home, he's supposed to
go to school.
Yeah, but he didn't get there on purpose.
Playing who?
Sure, okay. You never do that, do you?
Mm-mm.
You say a person goes to school to get an
education.
Okay, and after high school, some people go to
college.
Okay. After you get through with kindergarten, you go into the
first grade.
Okay. And inside the classroom, each student sits behind his own
desk.
Mm-hmm. And you've got a room full of
desks.
Okay. A few buildings around town. If you want to check out a book, you go to the
library.
Okay. If you want to mail a package, you go to the
post office.
And you would call the Holiday Inn a
motel.
Mm-hmm. Or what about another place you could stay overnight?
Hotel.
Sure. Okay. If you wanted to go see a movie, you'd go to the
theater.
Okay. And if you were very sick, you would have to go into the
hospital.
Okay. What about if you want to catch a train, where would you go?
The train station.
Okay. Or the rail?
Railroad station.
Okay. Here in Corinth, where you have the courthouse right downtown, and you got the businesses arranged around the courthouse, mm-hmm. What do you call that area? That's the
Court Square.
Sure. Okay. Say if you had a building that's right here, and then you got another building right here. You'd say this one's right across from this one. What if this building is like so?
Catty corner.
Sure. Have you ever heard the people use the words anti-godlin or anti-godlin to mean catty corner?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about this vehicle that's in some places used for transportation? It runs on rails and it's powered from a wire overhead?
Rail cars.
Have them in San Francisco.
Straight cars.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
All right, we were talking about that vehicle.
Straight car.
Yeah. You heard it called a trolley?
Yeah.
Okay. What about this expression? If you're on a bus, you might say to the bus driver, the next corner is where I want.
To stop? To get out?
Sure. And let's see, here in Corinth, where you have the courthouse, you say that Corinth is the of the county, or any town where you have a courthouse, you call that the county. County seat?
I guess.
Not familiar with
that?
Okay. Or say a man who has a civil service job, you say he works for the federal
government.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you say the police in the town are supposed to maintain?
The order.
Or and order.
Court and order. Law and order.
Okay. Can you say that again?
Law and order.
Okay. What about the war between the northern and the southern states over 100 years ago?
War between the states.
Okay. People ever call it anything else around here? Civil war?
Well, yeah.
Don't use that as much as war between the states.
Well, you use civil war, could be it.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of half and half.
Okay.